Lord, that every ear, our ears are open, God. Lord, I pray for our hearts right here tonight, God, Lord, that we are here, Lord, just not by chance, but God, Lord, that you can speak to us. Lord, that you could speak to us. And God, Lord, that you speak to us when our hearts are open. That when we come to a place where that we decide, God, I need you. I need you more, hallelujah. I need you more than my circumstances and my problems. I need you more than what I've placed before you. I need you more, God. Lord, I'm tired of going in circles. I'm tired of wasting time. I'm tired of, hallelujah, just digging in ditches and pulling myself out time and time again. But God, Lord, I need you more. Come on, you need God. Hallelujah, you need him. Hallelujah, I need you. Come on, tell him tonight. I need you, God. Hallelujah. Is there somebody hungry for God? Hallelujah. For God to move. Hallelujah. I'm hungry for him than ever before. I'm hungry and hungry, hungry for God to move in my life. I'm hungry for transformation. I'm hungry for a release. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's give him praise one more time. Hallelujah. Come on, bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, he's the great I am. He's the great I am. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise team, maybe CD, you can play for a second here. I want you to hear this tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. As you sit, children may go to their classes. Where's your teacher tonight? The teacher? All right. You wait. See this young lady right here? There she is. Follow her. All right. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you ready for what God has? Praise team, help me. Are you ready for God? Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, this isn't about religion. I want you to hear that tonight. My heart isn't about religion. It's about a relationship. I want you to know that religion never changes anything. Religion sits and says, it reasons, it questions, it doubts, it fears. But I want you to know a relationship with Jesus changes everything. If you're willing, if our hearts are willing, doesn't matter where you are. Tell your neighbor, doesn't matter where you are. Oh, come on, tell someone else, doesn't matter where you are. I want you to know it doesn't matter about your past. It doesn't matter, hallelujah, how many times you've messed up, how many times you've made mistakes. Come on, I've had my share. But it matters what he has done. And you know what his name is? We declared it tonight. I am the great I am. Hallelujah. I want you to hear that tonight. He is the great I am. He is anything. Where are you right now? I'm not talking about a genie, but I'm talking about a place where you understand he is the great I am. I am everything you need. Hallelujah. Everything that you're longing for. Everything that you've been broken. I am the one that fills it. I am the one that completes you. I am the one, hallelujah, that will give you life, that will give you strength, that will give you purpose, that will give you destiny, that will give you hope. Come on, somebody need hope. I want you to know that we're living in a day and age where there's people that the evil is rising, but I want you to know that God's looking for some people to pour himself into, hallelujah, that they can go out into the world and love those ones and be a blessing to them, that can show them who he is, the great I am, hallelujah. Looking for some people with some faith to go head out and love those ones that have been broken, that have been hurting. Somebody should have loved that young man that went in that school. Somebody should have went beyond what looks unfamiliar, always broken, I don't know. I want you to know that I have confidence to know the God that I serve, hallelujah, can heal you. I serve a God that can change you. I serve a God that no matter where you've been, he can transform you like that in Jesus' name. That's the God I serve. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed of it. I want you to know that religion's a shame. Relationship, you can't help but tell. When you believe, I want you to know that, listen, if my life isn't glorifying God, I need to change what I believe. Because the Word of God says if I believe, then glory, I glorify his name. So I want you to know it's what you're looking at. What's my life glorifying? Is it glorifying brokenness? Is it glorifying an emptiness? A cycle in my life that keeps going through over and over again? Is my life glorifying God? The God that transforms. I want that. Do you want that? And all he says is, listen, all I ask you to do, Marty, is just believe. I've done it all. I've done everything. All I ask you to do is step forward and believe that I am all that I say that I am. I'm everything that you long for. I want you to know that. How do I know that? He's the God that created me. He's the God that made me. I want you to know that He's the God that knows everything that I long for, what my heart beats for. He knows. I want you to know that I feel this tonight, that some of you might be hurting. You might went through relationships or different things in your life. But I want you to know that He, hallelujah, is all that we need. He's all that we need. He's the air that I breathe. And I want you to know that I'm not performing. I love God with everything within me. And I glorify His name because He's changed my life. He's put a fire within me to declare His name, to shout from the rooftops. He's put something within me to share who He is. The greatness of His name. The greatness of who He is. And all that He can be. There's something within me that has taken over me to declare and to share with you that, listen, we don't have to stay the same, but today is a new day. Hallelujah. Today is a new day that I can step forward in faith and take hold of what God has for me today. Hallelujah. Today. Do you long for God? I pray tonight that your heart skips a beat tonight. I pray to God that God, Lord, that you touch our hearts by your Spirit. Pray that we just have an ear to hear, that our hearts be open. We don't reason, but we just step in faith and believe. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, praise the name. Amen. Listen, I want you to hear this and know that God is put some scriptures on my heart, and it's about healing. How many guys know that you know somebody that needs healing? Yeah, I know you do. Come on, amen. There's somebody. But I want you to know, listen, the only thing that changes it is God's Word. That if you believe that Word, you understand that Word, and know and declare His Word over situations, that Word of God changes things. That Word changes things. That we take hold of that Word and believe in our heart that it's true. That it's alive. And I got some scriptures. These are all on scriptures on healing. And that this is what I want you to do, that take these, and they're going to be up here, whoever wants them. They're going to be right here. And I want you to take them, and I just want you just to let them sink into your heart. I want them just to sink into your heart and just become part of your very being. In Him I live and move and have my being. That Word becomes part of me. I want you to know that by the renewing of our mind, by the renewing of our mind, that listen, when we read the Word and we see that there's hope in God's Word, that God gives us hope. And in it, it transforms us, it ignites us, it changes lives. Do you believe that tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All right. Are you ready? Uh-oh. Thank you. She takes care of me, don't she? Come on. Amen. Before I even get started, I pray somebody here tonight, I ain't looking at anybody, I'm praying tonight that God puts it upon your heart to step up and be part and help with her, that she cares about this house. She was here till 4 o'clock today just making sure everything was ready for you. Come on. She don't like this. Trust me, she don't. But I pray tonight that God places on your heart that you hear and say, I want to care for God's house. God told me a long time ago. He said that if you take care of my house, I'll take care of your house. I'm going to say it again. If you take care of my house, I'll take care of your house. Do you like that? If you take care of my house, I'll take care of your house. And God has never failed me. He's took care of me. Took care of my house. Thank you. So God, put it on your heart right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. So we can look. I looked tonight about the Word of God where it says that anytime there was a miracle, anything, something took place. And I'm going to give these a couple to you. Are you all right with this? I want you to hear this. All right. I want you to just pull. It needs my identity to open up my fingerprint. And it's pretty sweaty. Amen. All right. Listen to this. And John, I'm going to give these. You don't have to go there, brother. John 13:13. And he said, he laid his hands on her. And immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Immediately she believed and was made straight and she glorified God. I want you to hear this and I want you to see the repetitiveness of this. That each one of these miracles, something took place. And it was about what they were believing. And what they believed caused them to glorify God. Caused their life to glorify God. Listen, I want you to understand that each one of us to know that what we believe, and I want you to stop and just think about that. And think that listen, what I'm believing, what is it glorifying? You hear that? What am I believing? What does it glorify? And I want you to know that, listen, the whether in religion or whether it's myself or my own strength or my own ability, what am I glorifying? Because how's it working for me? And I want you to see here that this woman, that whatever she was glorifying before, it was doctors, she was trying to find it somewhere else, she was looking through friends, she was looking through everybody else, and anything that she tried to believe in didn't satisfy her, didn't fulfill her heart. But the moment she believed, her life gave glory to God. Come on, I just want you to let that sink into you. Amen? And it says, a multitude saw what Jesus did, and they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto man. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. With a loud voice glorified God. What he believed changed his life, and it came out of him. Whew. Okay, listen. Let's go to John 9. Are you ready tonight? Amen. Help me tonight. I want you to help me tonight, and just to help to declare this and to share what God has for us. I believe that God's speaking to our church, and in the certain times and moments that God puts in a season, in a moment, in a time, that if you grab it, it'll change your life. Come on, amen? It'll change your life. Listen to this. In John 9:1, and it says, and Jesus passed by, and he saw a man which was blind from his birth. This is John 9:1. He was blind from his birth. When was he blind? All right, see, I like it. You're going to help me tonight. He was blind from his birth. From the moment he was born, he never seen anything. He was blind. He was in total darkness. And the disciples asked him, saying, these are the ones that he's walking with. These are his disciples. These are the ones he's teaching, the ones that he's leading. And they asked him this, who sinned? This man or his parents, that he was born blind. Hear this. And Jesus said, neither hath sinned this man nor his parents. I want us to hear this tonight. God, I pray to God, Lord, that you release this word into our hearts. I believe that this is a season. I believe to God, Lord, at this moment, to God, Lord, what we believe will change our lives. It changes us. Lord, it transforms us. It sets us free. I pray to God, Lord, for your word to be alive. In your name I pray. Amen. Amen. So he said this. He said, who sinned? Was it man? Was it this man? Was it his parents? You know, that's the first thing we do. I want you to get this and see this. Do you know, that's what we always do. We try to blame it. That's what everything does. That's what we always do. And I want you to know, this is why we never fix anything. This is why things don't change. Because what we do, this is what religion does. It blames it on something. It looks at something, well, it's because of this. And sometimes what we do is we blame it on where I came from. We blame it on circumstance. We blame it on, well, it was where I was born, the reason why that I fell into this thing. Hallelujah. I want you to get this. I want you to know that, listen, there are some things that I did. I ran from God because I was hurt by church. How many of you have been hurt by church? Wow. Shame on the church. See, I want to declare the greatness of our God. I want you to come to church and be loved. I want you to come to church and not be pointed or feel guilty, but I want you to feel loved. I want you to know because that love transforms you, it changes you, it sets you free. Amen? And I want you to see this and understand that Jesus was standing there and he said, well, what is it? They were asking, what is this? What could it be? What could it be? Is that what we do? Is it the man? Was it him? Did he do something in his past? Was there something there that he did? Trying to put the finger on it. And they says, maybe it was her heredity. Well, he's an alcoholic because his great-grandfather was an alcoholic. And I want you to know that there's some truth in that. But I want you to know that this is the God that we serve. This is the God we serve. See, everything that we do, sometimes we get caught up in the reason why we can't believe or why somebody can't get changed or why we can't change. But God doesn't want to focus. I'm going to show you tonight of the greatness of our God. I'm going to declare to you tonight that, listen, no matter what it is, it doesn't deter Him. It doesn't change His facts about you. But He loves you and He wants to set you free. He was showing His disciples, I'm here to show you that no matter what, even from the moment that He was born blind. But guess what? The light has just stepped into the room. Hallelujah. He's about ready to go from darkness to light in like this. And he looked at him, he says, this man, and he said, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents. He says, but the works of God. I'm going to slow down, is that all right? I want you to get this. Are you all right? Sometimes you look at me funny. Do I look funny up here? Zipper's okay. We're good. Are we all right? Please, don't let me go without telling me if something's wrong. You love me? Hallelujah. Do you feel my heart tonight? But reasoning, that's what we do sometimes, that we reason, we stop and we look at this situation and we begin to look at the problems and see it's a mountain. It looks too big. It looks too great. So what we do is we blame it on something. And then in that midst of that, then we try to feel good about it, or we try to feel that, well, it's not my fault. We try to push it down. We try to hide from the facts that we know there's something that needs to be dealt with because it's not normal. Listen, he said that God might be manifested, that neither, but God might be manifested, that the works of God might be manifested in him. That God might manifest himself in this man. I want you to know that God stepped in the scene at that moment. He's saying, listen, I'm not worried about the circumstances or the situation. Are you? See, God's not worried about that. He wasn't even focused on that. He didn't even look at that. It doesn't matter. I'm not worried about it. It's neither. It doesn't matter what it is. Tell someone it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what it is. Listen, God doesn't get His eyes on the sin itself. Come on. Because what we do is when we focus on that, the sin itself, then we focus on the darkness. We focus on those things and we get our eyes on that. We get our eyes on the past. Well, I don't know if I'll ever get through this thing. I don't know if I'll ever get past this. And it keeps us in that moment. It doesn't change anything. And we stay blind and we stay unable to see and not able to understand, not able to receive at that moment. But God says, listen, it's neither that. And I want you to hear this, to know that if you receive this, He says this, if you receive this, this will change our lives. That if we understand it doesn't matter about the past, doesn't matter, it matters about what He did, and that He's there, and the light is right there in the room, that God is with us. Tell someone He's with us. He's with us. That we can receive what God has for us. But what we do is we argue with God. So I want you to know we do it. And there was the Sadducees and the Pharisees. They're sitting in a room. Jesus is right there. Right there. In the room with these Sadducees and Pharisees. Just like tonight. I want you to know, just like tonight. That His heart is for you not to focus on the past or the situation, but to heal you and touch our hearts right now. to get us beyond this moment and walk with Him, that you might know the manifest presence of God, that you might know the glory of God, all that God is and all that God has in your lives, that you can experience God's power, that you can experience God's presence right now. Come on, say amen. So here they were. They were all sitting by. They were all sitting by and just listening, just hearing it. They weren't even hearing it. They were sitting there. And it says they were sitting beside, on the side. And Jesus was present to heal. And immediately when they cut through the roof, these guys were desperate. Say, they're desperate. Come on, I'm desperate for God. That I understand what He can do. Come on, I can see and I know what He can do. He is the great I am. He is all that I need. And they ripped the roof off. They pulled everything apart. And all of a sudden, Jesus is sitting there. Dust is falling everywhere. And this man is lowered down. That's faith. That's faith to say, you know what? I'm not going to let anything get in my way. All these religious people, all these ones that were sitting there, and they didn't give me any room. They didn't give me place because, you know what, I wasn't good enough. Because guess what? Because I was broken, because I was hurt, because I was blind, and I couldn't get in. But somebody believed that if they just get them around Jesus, if they just get them in the presence of God, come on, that was my heart with me. That I knew within my heart that even though I was hurt, even though from the church that I got broken and I ran from God and I blamed it on God, I thought that it was God, but it wasn't God. It was everybody else looking at my mistakes, looking at my sin, saying whose fault it is, feeling that I can never get fixed. But I got desperate enough to break through the boundaries, the barriers that were there, and step into church for one moment to change my life. To just believe. To just believe that I'm just going to believe that what He says to me will change my life. And I'll never be the same again. I'm not going to look and see but all the things in the past, all the things that are keeping me from knowing Him for who He is to me. But I'm going to take hold of what He has and believe what He says to me right now. Listen. He says it was neither. He says don't get your eyes on all that. He says neither hath this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God, that the works of God. I want you to understand that it's the works of God, that it's God's business. He desires to see you healed. To see you transformed. To see our lives enlightened. For us to experience God's love in our lives. The peace, the joy. He promised me. I want you to hear this and know this. That God's Word declares to me that I'm to have life and have life more abundantly. And I want you to know that either it's a lie and we just drop it right here, right now, walk out. Or we believe. Do you believe? I believe that what God says is real. I believe that if I believe what He says, that I get my eyes off all the sin, all the things in the past, all the things that have caused me to give up or to quit, get my eyes on different things instead of Jesus, that have got me off the mark and pressing into Him. But if I get my eyes on Him, give Him place in my life. Come on, I want you to see this tonight. Are you all right? He said, I'm about my Father's business. He said, I'm about my Father's business, that He should be manifested in Him. I must work the works of Him, of my Father. I must declare His works. I want you to see something. Genesis 1. Are you warm tonight? Whew. Whew. I'm not turning it off. Austin, don't turn it off. Let them stay warm. I'm dying, but that's all right. Hallelujah. Listen. Verse 127, it says, so God created man in His own image and likeness. In the image of God, He created He him, male and female, and He created He them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. I want you to see that God, Jesus was right there, that there was something that was in this man's life, that it didn't matter about where it came from or how it got there. God wasn't concerned that, but God was there to bring him back to his original design. That something, I want you to know that this blindness was causing him to beg. It was being in him in a place of poverty, living beneath what God has intended him to do, to live in dominion, to be fruitful. And at this moment, I want you to see this and understand that this moment, he says that Jesus came there that he might be magnified, that in him, that God might magnify him. And at this moment, we got to see that we are created in his image and his likeness and his design. And that we are to have dominion over things. But there's so many things sometimes because of sin, because of circumstances that cause us to get our eyes off of what God has for us. To get us off of his image and his design for my life right here, right now. That these things aren't supposed to overtake me. But guess what? Because God's in me, because of who he is within me, because I've been created by him and for him, that I am, hallelujah, supposed to be over these situations, they're not to be over me. But the circumstances and people, I want you to know the enemy will do everything that you get your eyes on the circumstance, on the problem, that you have no hope and no purpose. See, I want you to know that not long after, the enemy went up to Adam and Eve and he began to whisper into her ear. Isn't that what he does? He whispers into her ear. And begins to tell her who she isn't. She says that, you know what? What did he say? Let's look at this real quick. He says, and for doth God, this is what he whispered, the serpent said unto her, woman, you shall not surely die. Began to question. Began to put a question in her mind about what God thought about her. Began to put a question, just like here, because listen, I want you to know that guy that was born blind, that he was hearing them say this. Well, what's the problem? How is he this way? And here's the one that loved him, Jesus, saying it doesn't matter. Don't you hear that? Don't you get that and see? No, that it doesn't matter what it is. That's the God that we serve. That he's not afraid of the problem. Hallelujah. He's the answer. He's the truth. That the enemy will tell a lie to you and tell you you're not good enough and get you focused on your past or where you were born or where you came from or what your heredity is. He told her, he whispered in her ear. He says, just take it. He said, because this is what he declared to her. I flipped the page. He says that in the day that you eat it, your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. You will be as God. We all know that that's a lie because God says that you are in my image, and you are in my likeness. I created you in my image and my likeness. I created you to be fruitful. I created you to replenish my image. I created you to have dominion over your circumstance. Not your circumstances have dominion over you. Are you tired? I want you to know that I'm tired of circumstances having dominion over me. That when things come our way, that you know what? Sometimes there's moments in your lives, every one of us, where that we have things in our lives that go well and things are going well, and all of a sudden something comes up and derails you. Come on, amen. And it disappoints you and it discourages you. I want you to know that God says, listen to me, that we get to a place that we're walking and trusting in him, that we have dominion over our situations, that they don't have dominion over me. Jesus showed them that. Jesus gave them hope when he was in the boat. And all they did, I want you to know that he was sleeping in the bottom of the boat. I want you to know that God is always with us. But whether or not we choose to go get him, to reach for him. Say, God, I need you. I'm hungry for you, God. I'm tired of these things. And the boat was rocking. I don't know about you, but listen, I want you to know in relationships or where you're at, maybe your job or maybe things you're going, maybe your health, but you're tired of your rock being over, your boat being knocked back and forth and being seasick from time and time again, the situations around you overtaking you and you getting hit in the face with the water. And we do it time and time again, but Jesus is in the boat. He is in the boat. He's right there. He's just like this man. He's standing there. Oh my gosh, it's so bad outside. Oh my gosh, it's so bad. They're focusing on the darkness. They're focusing on the problem. And Jesus is right there. The light is right before them. Our hope has come. And His name is Jesus. Jesus, I'm not going to focus on that. If you want to focus on all the problems, you go ahead. But I'm not going there. Because I won't go into darkness. I won't go in that. But I will stay in the light. And if you went to light, because light will overcome the darkness. And they went and got Him. These disciples were hungry enough, Beth, to rush down to the bottom. But sometimes religion, sometimes self-will will keep us there, trying to do everything we can to keep the boat afloat. We've done in our life, but God says, listen to me, that's not who I created you to be. This is strong faith. This is getting to understand that we are the children of God. We are the head and not the tail. That we are blessed and highly favored. I want you to know the world is longing and looking for us to be the sons and daughters of God. They're groaning for it. These young kids that commit these things, we try to figure out what it is. Well, it's because of this, because of that. I want you to know it's because they don't know God, because of darkness. But I want you to know that you are the light of the world. You are, hallelujah, that if we have faith to believe that I am, I want you to know the enemy would say, no, 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 you're not. You're not in His image. You're not in His likeness. No, no, you're not. Maybe Pastor Chris is. Or maybe this person might be. Maybe Dan might be, because he plays worship up there. But not me. I want to know, and we stay in discouragement and defeat again and again. But if somebody would just hear, if we would just hear and say, wow, God did create me and I believe this. He created me in His likeness and His image. You know what? What I've believed before hasn't worked. But if I'm going to believe this, I'm just going to believe this. I'm just going to believe that He is who He says He is. And I am going to let this manifest in my life, this healing. I'm going to take hold of it and give glory to God. In my life, because of it. I want you to know, listen. See, it's because I said yes to God. Because I believe that He could set me free. I believe that He died and He rose again. That I did not have to stay in the sin and defeat that I lived in for so long that I wasn't good enough. But I decided that, you know what, I'm not going to die being a drug addict. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to try this thing. And when I did, He set me free. God was always with me. He was that still small voice when I was running from Him and I was hiding. And as much as the enemy was whispering and told me to give up and quit and don't do this, don't do that, I heard God saying, come on, come back to me, son. Come. Come on. I will give you what you're hungry for. I will fill in your heart what you need filled. I will fill that void. I will be all that you need me to be. All I want you to do is believe that I love you. That I love you. Amen? Listen. But she was focusing on the reasoning. See, that's what the enemy was trying to get her to do. He says that you would be on good and evil. That he says that you would understand. He says, what does it say here? It says that he says that knowing good and evil, that you have the ability to reason. I don't need the reason. I need to just trust God. Reasoning doesn't change anything. Well, how can this be? How could this be? I'm not sure how this could. But faith. Faith cometh by hearing the Word of God. And believing that it's alive and it's powerful. Just like it was 2,000 years ago. It's the same Word. He's not bound by the flesh. But His words are powerful as they were powerful then. And we talked about it last week that He's the same God that brought Moses and those people out of Egypt. He's the same God that used Moses to lift up His arms to split the Red Sea. He's the same God, hallelujah, that was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the burning fire. Come on. He's the same God. So with the disciples when they were on that boat. He's the same God that is for me, if I believe. He said, believe. Be fruitful. Listen. You are. Thank you. Let's go back to John. Is everybody all right with me? He says, I must work the works of Him that sent me. And His heart is for you to see that you can be fruitful. That you can have dominion through Him. That you don't have to be overcome, but you can be an overcomer. That your sin does not have to overtake you, but He can overtake your sin. Listen. And it says, and he says, in Him that sent me while it was day, and the night cometh when no man can work. Listen, I want you to know that, see, this is the powerful thing, that all of our situations, all this blind man was facing, that was trying to derail his life that he could have hope and purpose, Jesus was right there to say, listen, sometimes we focus and we talk about our circumstances so much. Do you know that God hears them? God knows those things. God cares for us, and God knows all those problems. But I'm here to tell you something. I want you to understand something, that God already dealt with your circumstances before you had a circumstance. The Bible says that from the foundation of the earth that He was slain, hallelujah, that He always was the solution for our problem before we had our problem. But yet we still hold on to them when He already dealt with the problem. I want you to know that this is why this didn't bother Jesus. Whose problem? What didn't matter? Because He already dealt with it. He says, I've already done it. I already went to the cross for you. I've already forgiven your sins. I did it before the foundation of the earth, before you even came to being. Before there was a problem, I was the answer for the problem. And that's the God that we serve. That's the God that desires us to reach out for Him, to walk with Him. That's the God that calls us, that asks us to come. Come on, come up higher. That I'm here for you. That I'm here for you. I've already dealt with your problem. If we believe that He's the answer to my problem, no matter what it is, He's the answer for whatever it is. I want you to know the world's hurting and broken. Come on. And He's the answer for everything we need. He's the answer for the pain that we have. He's the answer for the poverty. He's the answer for the disease, for the sickness, for the brokenness, for divorce rate. He's the answer for our churches. We need Jesus in our church. Come on, tell someone. We need Jesus. We need the presence of God in our church. Not religion that focuses on the darkness, but not the answer that's the light. Because if we just get around Jesus, I told the story, I don't know who I told it before, but I might have told it to you. But there was a young man that, man, he had brokenness in his life. Come, preacher kid. I can relate to him. I was his youth leader. And we were at a worship seminar or a worship concert. And they were worshiping God. I had kids up there that were blessing. Their lives were being changed. And I watched him go. I began to get upset. I mean, he said, what are you doing? Are you kidding me? And I ran after back. I was mad. I was angry. I was like, no, listen to me. You're coming out here and worshiping God. See, because I knew what he needed, but he didn't. And religion will force it on you, but relationship will let you experience it. And when you do on your own, when you find out who he is to you, it'll change your lives. So I went out in the lobby and he's standing there and he's just, and I want you to know, just like I'm standing here, that I heard God whisper in my ear. I was ready to tell him. I was like, hey, don't you want to be out there? He says, no. He said, I really don't. I'm really not interested in worshiping God. Boy, I bit my tongue. But I want you to know that I didn't know it's hurt because somebody pointed at his flaws and not the answer of his flaws, who's Jesus. Nobody loved him for who he was. Whether he was weird, whether he had a mistake, or piercings, or tattoos, just loved him.
Well, why do you have that tattoo? What is it? Is there something deep within you, a scar that you're... Are you doing this because of this and because of this? I want you to know there's situations like that, but I want you to know, listen, if we quit focusing on all the darkness and demons and quit trying to figure out what kind of... and just say, you know what? I'm going to give you Jesus. Hallelujah. Because He's the answer. I want you to know that Jesus didn't... Listen, I want you, He didn't worry. He wasn't trying to figure out all this. Now, I know He asked the demon who He was, but guess what? He wanted to get specific and say, you know what? Come on out in My name. Come on out. He dealt with the issue. He didn't try to figure, well, let's figure out, let's think about this. Where did this happen to your life? It doesn't matter. He's the light of the world, and when you are exposed by light, it shakes darkness out. So this young man was standing there, and as he stood there, he was defiant, and I felt God speak to my heart. He says, well, you know what? I said, ask him if he'll be your friend. And I looked at him, I said, will you be my friend? Put my arms around him. At that moment, I felt it just release. That wall that was right there. Are you ready for this? And as I put my arms, I hugged him. God said to me, He says, now he's my friend too, because of you. Because of you. You are my expression that I might work my works through you, that I might manifest myself to him through your life. That you will be the answer for the groaning that's crying out. That all creation is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God to arise. Arise and shine. Why? Because your light has come. It's not going to come. It has come. His name is Jesus. He died on the cross. He took care of the problem. He finished it. He rose from the dead. And He's here. He's open right now for anybody, no matter what problem. You don't need to deal with those problems anymore. Whether or not you need your marriage fixed, He's the answer for it. Hallelujah. No matter what it is, whether it's your children, you think about, oh, my poor, my children. No, just Jesus. Come on. That we get along with God. Maybe if our kids seen us praying enough, or worshiping enough, that we get off our high horse and say, I need Jesus. Hallelujah. I just need God in my life. I need God. I'm desperate for Him. That we quit acting like, sitting back and thinking, well, I'm not sure about reasoning. I don't know. They don't need me to reason. They need me to run after God with all my heart. They need me to arise and shine. They're looking for an answer. And Jesus says that I died, gave my life, rose again, now I give it to you. Arise and shine. Be the light of the world. Because the light is in you. But the enemy tries to focus, well, look at the dark, look at the problems. No. Focus on the light, on Him. Amen? Let me get done here. Are you all right for a second? You seen me close my book and you thought it was done. Yes, you did. I'm done. There's a lot here, but listen, Jesus was on the cross, and the Bible says in, where's that? I'd say in Luke 23:44, and it says, in darkness, when Jesus was placed upon the cross, it says the whole earth went into darkness. And Jesus says this right here. He says, about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the earth until the ninth hour. I want you to know at that moment, I want you to know He dealt with everything. Say everything. Everything that has overtaken you. Everything that has defeated God's creation. Everything that has overcome you. Everything that has defeated you. Everything had power over your lives. At that moment, it was defeated. Here's why I say by that. Because Jesus put Himself in your shoes. Listen, I want you to hear this. He put Himself in your place to solve the problem that you're hurting from. And when He stood at the cross, I want you to know what He did, that He gave Himself to the prince of this world. He opened Himself up. The Bible says, by His stripes, I was healed. He gave Himself up. And He opened Himself up. He said, here I am. And everything that you got, everything you got, your mental sickness, your mental disease, cancer. I want you to hear this. He He dealt with everything right then, not some other day, but right then and there. Whatever has beat us, has abused us, that hurt us, that the enemy has tried to throw at us, He threw at Jesus on the cross. At that moment, He took it all. He said, "Here, everything." He took it to the cross. And He rose again. The love of God brought Him forth out of that place, out of that darkness, brought Him forth that He rose. Because God's love for Him, because His love of the Father. And He overcome darkness, sickness, and disease. And I want you to know that for me to accept it and take back what He took from me is stepping over His dead body. Do you know the expression, over my dead body? That's what we do. When we accept anything less than what He overcome. I'm being real because I'm tired of people. I'm tired of sons and daughters of God being lied to that you're not good enough. That you're not worthy of what He did wasn't enough. Because we focus on all the evil. You ever hear that's all people talk about? That's all they talk about. But I'm here to tell you that God, hallelujah, He has overcome the world, hallelujah. He has overcome sickness, disease. He overcome everything that we're facing in our lives. He has overcome it. He has overcome it. And at this moment that Jesus, here's what He did. I'm going to finish with this. You okay? You alright? Okay. All right, there's so much more here, but we'll get it later. Alright. I can't do it all one night. You can go ahead and get ready. I want you to hear this, though. And He said this, and He says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And He says, and when He had thus spoken, He spit on the ground. I want you to know that this is just for all those people that were, you know, their reasoning in their mind. Because it looks foolish to anybody else. But it takes faith to believe. Here's Jesus standing there. And it says that he reached down to the ground. He got some spit. Called spittle. That's a deep one right there. And it says He picked up the clay, this dryness, this thing that was dry, that was unable to be formed, that thing that was dark and had no life to it. Listen. But what looks foolish and thinks that, how can that happen? How could He die for my sin? How could He? Oh. But if I dare you to believe, if you let your hearts be open to this God. And He took and He spit into that thing and all of a sudden He began to work it. He began to shape it. I want you to know that, listen, when you believe and you let God's Word into this clay, into this piece of your life that's unable to be, that's dry, that's broken, that seems worthless, but His Word, the Bible says that we are sanctified by the washing of His Word. That this Word that says I'm a more than a conqueror, this Word that says greater is He that is in me than anything that's in the world. As I began just to believe, and all of a sudden He began to shape it, He began to take it. And then He got it. He says, listen, I want you to know that this Word, He was the Word of God. That DNA of the Father was manifested at this moment in His life. God wants to manifest His love. He wants to manifest His goodness to you. He wants to show you His glory. He wants you to know that He's a good God. That He doesn't desert you. That He doesn't give up on you. That He believes on you. That He went to the cross. That He had the answer for you. Before time began, He was the answer for the situation. If somebody would just believe, if someone would rise up into that. He says He took it and He says He began to mold it and He placed it on His eyes. And it seemed like it was worse than what it was because He felt this. He didn't see anything yet.
Because then he says, I want you to go. I'm going to send you. He says, go wash yourself in the pool, which is interpreted sent. I'm going to send you. And as he received the word in his life, by faith, that's it. Just taking hold of it. Man, I have nothing else to lose, Dan. I have nothing else to lose. But if I just believe, this God really does love me. And he said, he stood there. I could stay in my blindness. I could stay in this place of begging. Or I could just do what he said. Go wash yourself. Go take my word and believe it. Take what I said, that I love you. I love you. I love you. And you'll have life and life more abundantly. And as he went, he washed his eyes and he came back seeing. He said that he went, he responded to God's word. So I want you to know that's what we need to do. That don't question it, reason it, because it won't change your life. That's what religion does. We question it, we wonder about it, we think about it, we ponder it, and guess what? It's pulled out of our heart. The Bible says that the seed, the Word of God is like a seed that goes forth, and it began to talk about it. It says that seed goes into the ground. He says, and what happens, circumstances and situations come up. The enemy will remind you of who you used to be, of why you can't do it. He will remind you, and it says that it chokes it out. But the last one said this. But it was that one that said he took it in his heart and believed that it was real. And all of a sudden that thing gave life. He kept it in his heart. I want you to know the whole problem began. Listen, we blame God on everything. Oh, why? Why does God let this happen? No. We need to look here. We need to know that he's the answer for the problem. And the answer's in me. The hope is within us. If we believe. The Adam and Eve. God says, just keep what I gave you. Walk in our relationship. Just believe what I said about you. Walk with me. Just walk with me. Just walk with me. See, that's what we do. Sometimes we hesitate. Well, really? This is God Almighty. You really want to walk with me? As you walk with him, I want you to know that. See, here's the problem. He says, I want you to walk with me. And he walked with them in the garden. They walked with God. They had a relationship that was face to face. They communed together. They hung out. But the enemy came and he broke it. But God says, all I want you to do is keep it. Keep it in your heart. Dare you to believe. I dare you to believe. I dare you that this is truth. I dare you to believe. Keep it in your heart and watch what God will do. Watch what he'll do. Listen. Are you all right? Let me just give you this and then I'm done. Sometimes we always try to rush or run out. I think sometimes God wants to say something to somebody. You okay with that? I believe God wants to say something. We know we'll sit and watch a movie for 2 hours that won't change your life. You'll forget about it next week. What's real is we need God. We need God. Guys that I work with or family members don't immediately tell me, and I'm not saying nothing's wrong with movies. I love movies. I love Thor. I love those movies where that they're to rule the universe. Something within me says, yeah, come on. God intended us to rule. God intended us to have dominion. But listen, let me get off track. That's another sermon for some other day. Listen. I want you to understand something that Peter, he was having trouble with this moment. He said, man, he's I'm going to do it, everything. I'm going to do it. You know, sometimes we say that. But I want you to know that, listen, at that moment, Jesus looked at him. He said, even with your best, Peter, you're going to fail me. You'll fail me, but I won't fail you. You'll come short. He says, and you're going to deny me 3 times, but I'm still going to the cross to fix this problem.
I'm still going to the cross. I know you're going to run from me. I know that Judas is going to deny me. I know Judas is going to turn me in, but it's okay. Because it doesn't change the fact I'm still going. So as he went, it says, listen. And it says, and likewise the Spirit also helpeth all of our infirmities. For we know not what to pray. There's something within us that we don't have the answers. But I want you to know that Jesus said to Peter, he said, Peter, listen to me. I know your faith will fail you, but I pray that you'll fail me, but I pray that your faith doesn't fail me. That you still believe that Jesus was interceding for him, even when he was failing him, even when he didn't believe in him. He didn't know he trusted him. He was the same God that when I was running and I was running from him, I was an alcoholic, I was a drug addict. He's the same God that still prayed that one day at this moment that I would meet him and take hold of what he has. He's the same God that does it for you. He believes in you. The Bible says that our infirmities, that he itself maketh intercession and groanings which we cannot utter. He knows your problems that you don't know you have. He knows things within you that you've been broken by, you've been hurt by, that things happened years ago in your life that you couldn't put your finger on it. It doesn't matter. You don't have to try to find or spend all your doctors. Just take hold of Jesus and he will be the answer to it. And he says, and he searches the hearts that knoweth the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according. Over and over you hear he's making intercession for you. And we know that the things that work together for good to them that love God, and to them that are called according to his purpose, his design. I've called you to trust me that you are to be fruitful. I called you to trust me that you're to multiply, to replenish the earth, to have dominion. Trust me because I've called you to do it. And he said this. He says that for whom he did foreknew, he also predestined. And he conformed to his image of his Son. That we might be the firstborn of many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, he also called. And when whom he called, he also justified. And whom he justified, he also glorified. He says, and what shall I say to this? What shall I say to this? That he's already justified me. He's already given me, hallelujah. He's already set me free. He's already given me the answers that I'm looking for that I don't know that I need. He's already done it. And Jesus has said this. He declares, he says, what shall we say? If God be for us, who can be against? I want you to know that everything sometimes feels like it's crashing in on me. But God says, son, I've justified you. I've called you. I've given you a seat by my right side. You know, I want you to know that my daughter used to come and sit on my lap. Not no more. She's too big. And anything she needed, she'd look up and say, hey, Daddy. What, baby? She was in the right place for the answer. She was right there. I want you to know that our Father's sitting there. We look up to Papa. He says, oh, if I be for you, who could be against you? Don't give up your seat, son. Don't give up your place in faith of what my Son has provided for you. Sit. Sit in the seat. I said you're justified. I said you're good enough. I said you're worthy because of my Son. I've given you a place. And he says, who can be against us? Next verse. He says, he has spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall we not also freely give us all things? Keep going. Who shall lay the thing charged against God's elect? It is God that justifies. It is God. Who is he that condemneth? It is God, Christ, that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even on the right hand of God, who has made intercession for us. Next verse. Keep running from these. What should you get this? I'm done. Who shall separate us? Stand to your feet. Who? Say who. What? Name a problem. Name a problem. Come on, name a situation. Come on, every one of us have something that you've come here because I want you to know there's a hunger and a hurting within all. Come on, in all of us some way, somehow. And I want you to know that every one of us, He said, who shall separate the love that I have for you? Shall tribulation, shall distress, persecution, shall famine, shall nakedness, shall peril, shall a sword? Who shall suffer? It is written, for my sake you shall, all the day long I counted you sheep for a slaughter. He says, no. He says, you are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. You are more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. Next verse. He says, for I am persuaded. I'm persuaded. I want you to know, I pray tonight. If you hear anything I say, I pray tonight that each one of us, that we could say to ourselves, it has to be you. You've got to say it from within. You can't do it from me. I'm going to tell you this, that this is it, that we declare within our hearts that I am persuaded. I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things even to come shall separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Say nothing. 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 If you got faith enough to believe that, hallelujah, it'll change your life. It'll change your family's life. It'll change your children's life. It'll change their future. All of a sudden, our DNA changes. It doesn't matter where you came from, because all of a sudden, you begin to tap into God's DNA. You begin to tap into your original intent. You're not living under a stolen identity anymore, but you're living under the intended identity that God has called you to be. I've called you. I've justified you. I've given you purpose. Do you believe that tonight? I want my disciples to come up. Come on, I want to pray. Listen, this is our last class. This was our last class. Just stay with me. This is our first class, but it was our last one. Come on, give them a hand. This is the beginning. This is the beginning. I want you to hear this. I want you all to know this. To know that it's not by chance that you stepped in just at that first time, at that right moment. But I'm here to tell you that God has commissioned me to lay hands on you. For you to go forth with all that He is. All that He is, and declare it. That to each one of these ones here, that we walk upright. Not in our own strength. That we do something different. That we love God's people. That we love those that don't love Him. That we be the salt, the flavor. That when they taste you, they say, oh, it's good. It's good. That they don't go, oh. But we're the real thing. That if we believe in faith and know that I'm called, God has justified me. He's declared me that this word tonight, that you take it tonight and believe. And walk in your faith. I'm going to pray tonight that God just pours His heart upon you. His heart and His passion tonight. That it will increase step by step. Every step you take in faith. Watch what God does. I just want to say to you. They follow. I want you to hear and know that God has placed people in your life that follow you. They follow you. And they're following what is in you, that light. Be that light. Be that love. Be nothing else. Be nothing else but that life and that love. Be that to them. And I pray that God continue to increase, that everything has come against you and there's been a lot. Everything that has tried to press you down to not be all that God has intended you to be. That listen, all those things that have come against you. I want you to know that if you believe and you trust God, to know that who can be against me. I want you to get that in your spirit. I want you to agree with it. I want you to get down inside you that no matter where you go, everything, it can be the worst situation in the world, but you're flying high. Why? Because you know who your papa is. You know who your daddy is. And He's got this. I say to two of you that listen, that God is writing a new chapter. those things that are in the past, anything that's past, that this is a new story, that God's got a new purpose, a new plan for you that you never thought you could have, that you didn't think was possible. But God says, because your hearts have been open, because your hearts have been yes to God, say, God, Lord, wherever, Lord, sometimes it feels like you've been being broken, but God says, listen to me, it's for my glory. It's for my glory. And you've walked in it when you didn't see, you weren't sure, but you walked in it anyways. That's going to increase. Watch what God does. You haven't been here that long, but you've been here long enough to know what comes from this pulpit. To know the love that flows from this place and the heart that God declares through this house. Lord, I pray. Let's pray. I want you to know that all the things you've been through, all the things that you've carried with you, that you've had along the way, that God's going to use those things to heal. That you got something just like the Samaritan. That listen, when he was there, he had a bag of Band-Aids and oil. And he had a backpack, a thing that was with him. He was already with him. And those who were there, they were ready. I want you to know that you've come here ready. You've come to this house ready to serve and to bless God. And God says He's going to use what you got. And I want you to know that my heart is for you. Use what you got. Use what you got because it's valuable. And you're going to heal those ones that have been broken. Those things that have been hurt. You're going to speak them. And I commission each one of you to speak what God declares to you to speak. I declare over you, over your house. I pray right now, God, Lord, that no, Lord, they run this way. I pray to God you give them the strength to do what they couldn't do on their own. What they weren't able to do before, I pray that now will be accomplished. The dreams that they have, the purpose that you placed within their heart from the beginning of creation, God, I pray that it be manifested, God, that it be manifested before them. In your name I pray. Go forth in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. The song that you have, it's not just the song to sing and worship team, that's awesome. But God says, I'm going to have you sing a song, hallelujah. I'm going to have you sing a song that out of your life, out of your marriage, out of the brokenness and the things of the past, the hurts and the pains, that you're going to be His song, hallelujah. You're not going to sing a depressing song or a sad song about all the things of the problem, but no, you're going to sing a song of joy, a song of hope, a song of purpose, a song of peace, a song of deliverance, hallelujah. And it'll break down. I want you to know that that song that comes out of you, when maybe no one prays and nobody's lifting up their voice, what comes out of you, hallelujah, is going to be a river of life. Oh, in the places that you are, God says faithful. Hear me in Jesus' name, faithful. God, Lord, I pray right now, God, upon them. Oh, God, I pray strength. Come on, how much you lay hands on them? Lay hands on, hallelujah. Lay hands on, hallelujah. I pray right now, hallelujah. Stir within Him, God. Stir within Him, God. Oh, hallelujah. All of it, God. All that you have for them, God. All that you have, God. Lord, I pray right now, God, Lord, for your strength to come upon them, God. That anointing. God, Lord, you said that we send them forth in Jesus' name. I send you forth, hallelujah. You can lay hands on them, God, and send them forth. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray right now, God, Lord, strength. I pray for God, Lord, that their ears be open. I pray to God, Lord, they can't be shut. I pray, my God, around like a gnat flying around your ear, and the only voice you're going to hear is God's voice. And when you hear His voice, hallelujah, it's going to stir within you. Lay hands on her belly. It's going to stir within you, even where you sit. Even at night, it's going to wake you up, hallelujah. There's going to be a stirring within you. There's going to be visions. There's going to be dreams. God's going to put some purpose within you like you never have before. A hope, even in devastation and brokenness. He's going to rise up out of the ashes, hallelujah. You're going to rise up out of ashes, hallelujah. And they say to themselves, how can you build with burnt stones? I want you to know, listen, how could you burn with burnt stones? How could you build with those things? I want you to know, listen, see, I want you to know those stones, you might have been a burnt stone. But see, I want you to know that when heat comes, sometimes it numbs sensitive places. That thing that has been sensitive, that might cause other people to quit, has been numbed, hallelujah. It's been numbed that the only thing you feel is God. it fills as God. Then no matter what, how can you go through this? How are you this? I want you to know that the numbing of God's Spirit will be upon you. It'll cause you to be numb to things that the world is sensitive to, but you'll be numb to it. And it won't change you. It won't turn you. But you'll build with it. Lord, I pray, send her forth in Jesus' name. God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, be that light. Come on, give him a hand. Listen, anybody. I don't want to run out of here, but if God, hallelujah, has spoke to your heart, if you need prayer, I want you to come tonight. If whatever it is, whether you're dealing with something, I want you to come. Come on, just come on up here tonight as we worship his name. Come on, just come up here, hallelujah. Don't be ashamed, don't be afraid. And I want the disciples, I want you to pray. I want you to pray, hallelujah. I want you to pray strength upon them. Come on, no matter what it is, something you've been battling, something you've been struggling, you just need prayer. I want you to come, hallelujah. Just come by faith. Just come believing. No, I need God. I need God. I need God in my life. I need God to touch me right now. I need God to touch my pain, my hurt. I need Him to touch it. Come on up right now. Come on in Jesus' name. I thank you. I thank you, God, Lord, for your word. I thank you, God, Lord, that you are powerful. You're mighty, God. Great is your name. Lord, I thank you, God. I just stand right here tonight, God, Lord, in all of you and all that you have. I pray to God, Lord, that we take this seed. I pray to God, Lord, that we keep it. Can you say keep it? Can you say keep it? Come on, keep that word. Let it grow within you. Let it multiply. And as you take the word of God, the Bible says that He is the vine and we abide in Him, that we are the branch, that He sanctifies us by the washing of the word. And the more word we get, the more we open our hearts to God's word, to what He says about us, we will bear fruit. Come on, tell someone, bear fruit. You'll bear fruit. Where you didn't have much fruit before, you're going to bear fruit. This church is going to bear fruit, and we're not going to be able to hold on to it. It's going to be buckets and buckets and baskets of fruit. Come on, because there's some people that believe that God can do things, that God's mighty. So I want you, as you go, we're going to declare with everybody, we are what? Listen, you believe it every time you say it. Here's these scriptures on healing. You need healing in your life. You need healing. Stand on the word. Meditate it. Chew it up. Chew it up. Take hold of it. And believe it until it happens. Till you're walking in it. Till you're walking in it. Amen? Come on, Jesus' name. Hallelujah.